Hi and welcome. Chapter 7, Tracking the Project Cost and Control. We just spoke about some of the controlling practices, some of the project manager skills and some of the other areas of the project management. This particular section talks about cost. If you have heard about some of the terminology called don't be penny wise foolish, or maybe a cost cutting, right? Some of the terminologies which we are aware about when we speak about some of the finances, which is going to affect your project overall. It's a right call you need to make, especially when there is a amount which needs to be spent. You also need to have a finance acumen to understand what are the some of the areas of the project cost finance, which may be a direct, which may be indirect, which may be variable, which may be constant, and so on and so forth. So in this section, we are going to speak about all those areas. Again, you may not necessarily need to have too much of a finance acumen, but you need to have an understanding on what all these costs are and how it overall impacts your project management. We are also going to speak about some of the common mistakes we end up doing in terms of estimating the wrong cost. Okay, and we will also be speaking about some of the role of the project manager to come to take it back onto the track. Now, there is some benefit and some losses everybody will have to manage. If you are driving to your office or your college by car, you are getting a comfort, you are getting an air conditioned, you are getting easy or chance to listen to music, but there is a cost attached to it. At the same time, if you are going by bike to your college or to your office, you are saving your time. But you are facing a lot of environmental dust, pollution, heat, and all kind of stuff. To gain something, you're losing something. It's an act of nature anyways. But from a better project management standpoint, it is essential that even if you are reducing the cost, how much it has an impact on overall scope, overall quality, and overall timelines. Remember, we spoke about crashing some of the activities where you generally add the resources to cut short your time. Every impact or every action will have a necessary reaction or an impact on any other element of the project. Cost is also one of it, because if you add the resources, naturally your cost is going to go up. But that's why when you want to add a cost, maybe there is some delivery timelines which you have given. For example, if there is a coach or railway coach manufacturing company who has given a commitment that, okay, I will be delivering 100 coaches within, say, 2 years. Or maybe a metro manufacturing company who has given a commitment to the government saying that I will be giving a ready metro in the span of 6 months. Now, if they are going to delay the delivery, they're going to have a huge penalty. Now, to overcome that huge penalty, they will have to add additional resources. They might have to import some of the equipments, and they might have also envisaged such kind of issues because they are expert in that area. Similar to that, we are also going to speak about how do you affect or how the cost really impacts and how the cost should be tracked and which are the various ways of the cost which impacts or which should be kept in mind during the project management. Remember, the cost management helps the project manager to stay on course, to align into the project's correct direction. Project cost estimation, everybody performs the budgeting at the time of the project initiation, and we also spoke about how do you do it effectively. The more accurate, the more better it is, Obviously, there may be a variance depending on the time, depending on the technology, depending on the people, depending on a lot of other factors. But that variance should also be limited and should have some little leg room to play and not much. Because too much of variance really really questions your project management skills, your finance acumen. Initial cost estimation is generally faster because you may be just picking up some of the numbers from the industry, some here and say, some of the past experiences, and so on and so forth. If you are really an experienced project manager, you may have worked before or maybe similar project in the past, and maybe that helps you in giving the right budgeting. Now, always keep in mind that initial budgeting is always rough. Maybe you are evaluating a purchase of an iPhone 14 Pro Max. Now, you are doing some initial budgeting, okay? You are asking somewhere, so maybe you went up to your parents asking that, okay, I want iPhone 14 Max Pro, and this is what the rough budget looks like. Now, the rough budget would be as per the research which you have done on Amazon, as per the research you might have done on the Chroma or any of the store there. Probably, your father would come back and say that, okay, if you really want iPhone 14 Pro Max, which is costing about 0.1 million INR, I have one friend of mine who is in US and he is scheduled to come after 6 months or probably somewhere else, and I will request him or her to get the phone for you. And we may end up saving some of the cost, right? Now, that is the rough estimate which you gave it to your parent, and the actual cost which you actually spend as a part of the actual purchase, right? Similar to that, you have some rough estimate which is close, okay, but it will also have the variance. What it includes? It will include some of the references from the either similar size of a project or similar kind of a project, so that there is an assurance there that yes, these numbers are not made up, these numbers do have some quantification there. Softwares and tools may be also available for you to calculate some of the rough estimates, but it's really not really very accurate. And your rough estimate would also have some of the estimates on the some of the infrastructural elements, some of the tools which you're going to have, some of the dollar fluctuation, some of the tax amount, and so on and so forth. Now, your project cost estimation is used primarily for some of the purposes. Either you identify and quantify the potential and the probable cost factors to understand where exactly you are going to spend money, which is the section you are going to spend money the most. Estimating the related cost would also help you in establishing the realistic budget. And finally, because you need to have a ballpark, some number to come or to arrive to the final number. And finally, tracking the estimated cost as per the actual expenditure can also help you in monitoring that what was asked, what is now being spent, and how do you control your spend. If you have an estimate, it also helps in coming at the right numbers. You can speak to your partners, your contractors accordingly, depending on the estimates which you might have from the other similar competitors. And definitely, you can help your project manager to build the right amount of budget and add those values into the project planning. Your cost estimation would help in some of the cost benefit analysis. Maybe today you are spending X amount because you have an invoices, you have a cost realization today, but because you have an estimate of the new project which you're going to spend, which might have some of the reduction, it may help you in documenting the some of the project benefits. Cost behavior pattern for the fixed and variable cost will also be factored as a part of this estimation. You may know what is your CapEx, capital expenditure, and what is your OPEX, operational expenditure. Estimate would help you in identifying those numbers. Some of the tips for a better and near to accurate the cost estimate are listed out here. Try and avoid being too very optimistic on the project cost. The world is not always in your favor. never underestimate the time to complete. Have some buffer. Take some extra time and evaluate that particular estimate, or add that particular estimate also as a part of your overall estimation. Try and connect the lessons which you have learned during your past engagement, during your past assignment, during your past project execution. Try and relate. If you have an experienced manager, it's really a cherry on the top of the cream, and it really helps. If possible, talk to industry peers. Take a help from the industry experts. Many people, they take a help of the Big Fours. They take a help of Gartner to come and arrive at this cost. Understand that your resources may really not necessarily be available all the time. You have the contingency plan accordingly, but remember, for contingency as well, you will have an additional cost. If you have outsourced your project, then the life is easy, because it's the responsibility of the partner to arrange the resource when the other resource is not available. Involve the respective stakeholders, involve the person who is going to be affected by your project delivery, and take an input from them. Very essential. Some of the contingency we need to factor in terms of resources, in terms of a time, in terms of a vacations, in terms of any holidays, blah, blah, blah. Each task will have some of the cost, and obviously it will have an overall impact on your entire project cost. Regular review is anyways part of your control process. Now, project depends on your resources, like material, equipment, human resource, everything. We all are aware about it. The utilization is also key. If you need a skilled person, obviously the cost would go high. If you want the junior guy, obviously the cost would be less. It depends on your mindset. You need more people with less experience, or you want one person to have a larger experience and can help, can finish your work accordingly. And the project management tools and technique can also help you in identification of such cost and such estimate. You can probably enter the per hour cost, and it can help you in pulling across the entire cost of the schedule for which you need a resources. There are some tools available there. A realistic schedule and the budget will help generally the organization. We all know about it. And the resource usage on the project would also incur a cost that needs to be tracked and managed. Because remember, when you have in-house resources, you may not consider the cost, but remember, you do have a cost. Challenges in implementing the schedule and the cost control processes. Obviously, the challenges are many. Challenges are bound to come, and some of the challenges are listed out here. We all know that the cost has to be factored during the beginning of, or during the initial stages of the project. And some of the challenges could be, maybe the activities itself is not very clear. People or the respective stakeholders are not very, very clear in the beginning, and that could have an overall impact. And because they are not clear, identification of a right resource, right talent is also not possible. And that could also be a challenge. In case one is not available, who else can be of help? How much that cost would be? That could be a little tough to determine. And finally, how many changes are going to come during the course of the project? Now, understand that during the beginning, you may not necessarily have the overall impact or overall changes right from the day one. And you discover as a part of the process. Depending on your mindset, you may be very, very pessimistic, you may be very, very optimistic, and you assume something that, okay, I might have to have 12 changes. You assume and you move forward. But what if you see the surprises? In my view, what you should have is something as a rate card. You say that as a part of this engagement, you may carry out the 12 changes. If it is lesser than that, that's okay. That's a risk I am taking. But if it is more than that, per change, I will provide X amount. That can be an arrangement, and that can be the numbers which you can put it onto your budget. Schedule control starts with defining of a project. Naturally, it's a first part of your segment. The more breakdown of the work you have, the more visibility you might get, and the more right numbers which you might come across. The cost control is generally linked with your schedule. If you want to shorten the schedule, your cost would go up. If you have a liberty to go on as per the schedule, that should be fine, because if you are shortening the schedule, remember you are adding the resources. Your precise schedule would be necessary to come to near to the actual cost. Now, this is very, very tough in the large project, guys. Maybe a construction site, maybe an oil ring, or maybe an extraction expansion project, or maybe a technology migration project. It is very tough to have a very accurate number. And every partner in the world, they will also keep some amount of buffer. If it is getting completed before, it's their benefit. If it is not, then it's our benefit. But at the same time, you need to see that how much buffer is being factored. What are the assumptions which are being captured? Now, project manager can reduce such challenges if they are tracking the schedule and the cost on the very right intervals. And remember, always there is a triangle where you have a scope, time, and cost. If you want to reduce the time, your scope and your cost would go up. Similarly, if you want to reduce the cost, your time would probably go up, and your scope might also get decreased. These are the elements which has an interlinkages, and that's why you have to be very mindful that by disturbing one element, what impact or what a potential impact it might have on the other. Now, any challenges on one constraints will have impact on other, as I just mentioned, that one disturbance can affect some other disturbance. Some of the examples it will be worth to discuss here shortly. Is if you have a shortage of the resources, maybe it will impact on the overall cost of the project. Some of the deliverables, if they are not meeting the quality, it may be some reduction onto the cost. And the scope increase, is we have discussed it before as well, it may have a larger impact on your schedule and the cost accordingly. The triple constraint of the project, definitely every project, you know, it's going to face some of the challenges, one or another. There may be very, very few successful projects, and there are examples of successful projects if they are really planned very well. But have a legroom to modify some of the course of an action as you progress. Have a habit to have the proper risk management if possible. Now, we'll be moving into the section where we are going to discuss on some of the type of cost. Fixed cost. You have purchased your car and your car has a fixed EMI or monthly installments. That's a fixed cost. Irrespective of you drive a car or you don't, you'll have to pay to the bank. But the putting the petrol or the diesel, it's subject to your usage, and that's really a variable. If you drive your car more, you have to put more petrol. If you don't, then obviously you don't need to. Fixed cost is something which is the amount which is fixed, which is going either maybe in the management of the electricity bills probably, or the real estate space, or could be a furniture expense, or could be for facility staff salary, etc. That could be your fixed cost. Whereas in case of a variable cost, it will change depending on the utilization of the resources which you do. Maybe the duration is changed, maybe the material is changed, or maybe the overall metal price in the index is changed, or maybe the petrol cost is changed. That's a variable cost. Similar to that, you may have a direct cost, which is again something the cost which you are spending on to like a team members or a travel expense or maybe some of the consumable. You remember when you give your car or your bike to your service, they charge some of the consumable cost. may be a direct cost. And depending on the usage of the consumable, they probably add some of the element onto your bill. There may be indirect cost. For example, if you have developed your website and you want to have a source code review. Now that source code review, you are getting it done from outside. May not be necessarily is a part of the same engagement. Now that maybe you have not envisaged before, but that could be an indirect cost. And depending on your, say, vulnerability or a review test, if there is some vulnerability which needs to be fixed, that may not be known before. So that could be an indirect cost. Pre-planning cost. Depend on your project and your industries. Some of the factor can include that it may also affect on the market research or project research, something which you are doing. Which means that if you really want to, if you are in a very initial stage of a project, whether to go or no go, you have to have some of the study to be conducted. Maybe some of the consulting services which you might have to take. That could be a pre-planning cost. Maybe the cost before you actually derive onto the cost. Sometimes you also have to forego some of the cost. In the balance sheet or in the financial terms, we call it as a sunk cost, right? Maybe you have purchased a headphone, you have used them, but maybe there is some other headset which is really good. Now, obviously, your return period has been expired, and that cost of the headphone is spent and it's gone. You are not using it, it's still there. Sunk cost, which is could be the foregone. So maybe I have I have developed some of the software, I've put some efforts, I've invested something, but I had to close that project. The cost is gone. Some of the project budget, it will be nice that if you include all the expected cost, right, from the initiation to the regular support and maintenance from the second year onwards. Any changes in the project scope or an implementation process, economic implications can lead to change obviously in spending compared to the original project plan. Some element may always be a little bit of a variable or variance, I would say. Now, changes in the project schedule due to change in the scope or a resource availability can really have an impact on the project cost, we are aware about it. If you're not planning it well, then it will definitely have the overall impact on the cost, and that's why you have to be mindful on estimating the errors, the error factor also. Have a proper consultation. Involve the multiple faceted team members here, and always have a mindset of openness. Estimates are never perfect, but when you're doing the budget, it should be near to the perfection. Also understand that something you can envisage, something you cannot. And what you cannot envisage, you cannot really estimate. So that's why you also be mindful about factoring those elements. You may not necessarily have a cost today, but maybe you can say that this could have some of the potential impact, which might have impact with about 5% on overall cost of the project. Maybe your employee which you are sending to the business trip, and probably the flight tickets are not available because it's really a short-term announcement which you gave. Now, if the flight tickets are not available for a specific airline, he or she might have to detour the route. And because of that, probably the flight tickets have been expensive. Or there may be a visa process where you kind of envisage that, okay, I will probably schedule the visa, but maybe the normal slot of interview is not available. You may would like to go with the express route. An express route might have its own premium cost. Factor them. I'm just giving you a very small example just to keep the perspective in mind, but those costs should also be factored into your overall estimate. Estimate should also provide, as I said, should be near to the perfection and should give an acceptable range there. It should not be almost 100% increase from your actuals. And good estimate should be transparent. Clearly call out all the areas which you have factored. Clearly call out all the exclusions which you have factored. Still, some of the common mistakes which do happen, which can overall lead to the cost overrun. What could be those? Some of the understanding issues. You are not technically sound enough, you are not capable enough, and you don't want to, or you have not understood, or you have not spent enough time. That could really impact, because if you have not understood it well, you have obviously not factored the requirement very well, you have obviously not factored the resources very well, you have not estimated it very well, and that's why it is costing somewhere. If somebody is hiding some information from the project team by choice or by intention or by mistake, that could also have an overall impact. Maybe the other team member is taking a project very casually and is not going into the great very detail. They may not have a larger implications, but you as a project manager should have a responsibility to probe and get the right information. Last minute changes, nobody appreciates it. Remember the last minute change in the flight, how dearly it can cost us? And that's why we book well in advance. Last minute changes into the project also can have a larger impact. You cannot really be forgetful, and you cannot remember such changes and ask to accommodate those changes in the last very minute. Knowledge gap. I spoke to you about the skill gap. Now, if that is really an acumen issue, then you necessarily have that fixed, but it will have an impact on the cost estimate. Every person will have some cost. Even if within your team there is a person or there is a change of hand which happens, and if you are hiring from externally or internally, then obviously it will come with some of the cost there. Subject matter expert and consultants. Hire them as a need basis. And sometimes even their cost modeling could have an impact on overall estimate, because you are stuck somewhere and you need help from an expert. And if you need any help, then probably you have to go out in the industry, ask for a subject matter expert. If you are not aligning the resources as per the skill set, if you are not aligning the resources as per the geography, for example, you are asking for some resource who is operating out from Europe or US, and if you want to work for you as per your timing, and if they are working during night shift, there are maybe some extra allowances depending on that country's labor regulations you might have to pay, which you might have not factored. So incorrect resource allocation can also be a trouble and can have an overall impact and end up into the cost overrun of your project. Fixed funding can lead to an inaccurate project cost, and maybe your budget is not aligned with the project requirement. Contingency factor may be included. Always have a buffer, always have a second thought, always have what if scenario into this particular cost overrun. Maybe that may not be realized, but it's always a good idea to surrender the project if you're not going to spend. But if you are going to be a shortage of the fund, then you may be questioned there. Change request, too much of an alteration. As I said, you may have some of the minimum changes accepted, then you can have the per change based request, but again, have a proper estimate there. Limited understanding can also have an overall effect on your project cost. Now, some of the tools and some of the techniques the project manager should have in terms of tracking and controlling the project cost. Project budget, tracking cost. Project budget is nothing but something which you envisage at the beginning of the project, right? And make sure that you are making a provisions in case there is a variance as we progress. keep track of actual cost and compare them against the periodic targets, right? All our CEOs do a plan versus estimate, or estimate versus actual, or budgeted versus actual. That you also need to keep in mind. More time is going to have more delay into the overall project schedule, and remember, every delay would have the cost impacted. Now, project scope change control, we spoke about the changes already there, and some of the techniques that the project manager should keep in mind is also the resource availability. Maybe during a Christmas period, if you want your project to be continued, maybe Christmas is not really happening in one part of the world, maybe India, but that's very big in the Western countries. People go, or people plan a long-term vacations there. Now imagine if your resource is from US, and if you want that person to be made available, probably they might charge the premium. Keep that in mind. Coordination is some of the internal departmental coordination, or some of the internal function coordination can actually help you, can actually help saving your cost. If you are having a pre-check from your finance team, if you involve the procurement team for your project onboarding, that can be of help. And tracking the controlling is also of helpful. Some of the additional steps: have a regular reviews, report the project financials to those who understands the finance, evaluate the potential project risk and impact of the overall schedule. Make sure that you are adhering to the timeline, you are adhering to the best practices, follow the part of or the recommendation from the partner or the expertise, and derive your strategies accordingly, right? We always need to envisage your risks or your roadblocks proactively rather than reactively. You also need to track the actual cost which you're spending, plan versus actual, right? So it's always important that you having a dipstick approach on the regular phases of your project to ensure that yes, you are having a checks and balances there. You are really not really overspending there because of some XYZ mistakes which you are making, or maybe the partner is taking you for a ride, and so on and so forth. Report as per your organization's requirement. If they want them to get reported during the steerco or during any of the forum, keep reporting them. Be ready for answering some of the questions, tough questions specifically on the cost. In summary, the cost management is again a part of your project management, because as I mentioned, your project management is an art. You need to have the various skill set to navigate your project ship accordingly, cost management being one. Cost, if it is not controlled, can inflate and can go out of the control. And that's why the effective project management or project cost management is really, really helpful for an organization as an overall outcome. That typically ends your chapter, and I thank you all for watching me.